Although level two has brought us closer to normal life, in Wellington, thousands of public servants aren't heading back to work anytime soon. Commuter numbers have plummeted and spending is down. My guest is Justin Lester, you'll know that name, former Wellington City Mayor, and now, let me get this right, Government Director for data company .lovesdata. Hi, Justin.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Sounds like a pretty flash new job. Can you tell us about that, first of all?
It's a great company. It's an innovative Wellington company. It's been going for about 5 years. They process big chunks of complex data and make it so it can tell good stories in an intuitive and accessible way.
So, and there's plenty of data out there, so someone comes to them and says, we want to tell a story, you help us turn these numbers into something a bit more beautiful.
Yeah, and we work for a whole lot of government agencies, private sector companies and councils all over the country. But, I mean, this set of data we're using is from EFTPOS New Zealand, so they process 40% of New Zealand's EFTPOS transactions every single day. So every day when we wake up, I can see, you know, how things are tracking across, you know, grocery stores or entertainment sector, pubs, restaurants.
Fascinating.
And ironically, I probably have more information about Wellington than I did as mayor.
Huh. So let's look at the cause of this decline, first of all. How many Wellingtonians are still not back at work?
So what we know is that at least a third of all commuters who come into town. So traditionally, you'd have about 40,000 people drive in from around the Wellington region into the Wellington CBD, and they're staying at home because we can monitor that through the transport stats. And then that's having a corresponding impact on spend as well. So on Wellington, on any given day, it's down as much as 30%. On the best day, which was around May the 20th, as we came into lockdown level two, it was down 18%. It's not the worst in the country. I mean, Queenstown is much worse. It's down as much as 55 to 60%. Auckland's quite similar, but you're seeing a corresponding increase in places like Hutt City, Upper Hutt, Porirua and Kapiti. Porirua was up at as much as 30% one day, but it's generally much better because as people stay home, they're spending more out in their suburban areas.
Yeah, so what's going on here? Are people just not returning even though they are allowed to?
Yeah, a few things. I mean, people have realised, look, it costs to go into the CBD. It costs two things, time and also money. There's no need to pay for public transport or for your commute or for your parking. So you can save upwards of $100 per week. Some people have enjoyed being in lockdown and they've actually realised they can work from home. You can get in meetings on Zoom. You can communicate with your colleagues. It won't work for everybody. It's hard to integrate a new employee into an organisation if they haven't met their colleagues yet, but it does work for existing employees. So people are more likely to work from home, and you're seeing actually from the public sector organisations, they've been told to stay at home. We're seeing that in places like Oranga, Tamariki, IRD, and a whole raft of them.
Can you break the EFTPOS payments down by sector? Can you see which sorts of businesses are suffering the most?
Yeah, we can. So I can tell you the ones that are suffering the most are hoteliers and moteliers. And it's perhaps no surprise there. We don't have any international tourism at the moment. The amount of business travel's really reduced. The flights have reduced and become more expensive. They're down as much as 86%. And so you imagine that if the last year when you're planning your budget, you were only achieving 14% of what you expected to achieve. That means you can't afford to pay your staff, your rent, or really even to operate. So that can't continue for a long time because they won't be able to afford to. The next worst affected are bars, down about 68%. Cafes and restaurants aren't far behind, about 50%. But every sector in Wellington's been down, but those entertainment hospitality sectors are the most badly affected.
And bars, for example, what are you comparing? You're comparing what with what?
That's compared to, so for a weekly rolling average with 2019. So this time last year, what they would be expected to bring in an income versus this year.
Mm-hmm. Bit of a worry, eh?
Yeah, look, it's grim. It's really bleak. So we need to do a couple of things. Ideally, we need people to get back into the CBD. Otherwise, when they come back, and it might be after Christmas, what they might find is their favourite coffee spots are gone. They won't be there anymore. We're already seeing a number of retailers close. Just in the building that we work in, we had two not reopen after level two. And I'm hearing anecdotally a whole lot more are going to be soon to follow.
Mm. Is the amount that's being spent, the extra amount that's being spent in places like Porirua or Hutt Valley, is it the same amount of money being spent as what would otherwise have been spent in Wellington?
Mm. Yeah, it's not quite the same levels because nationally we're still down somewhat. People are a bit reluctant to spend as much because there's uncertainty around their jobs and their economic future. But it is either up or at least at a par in those areas. So that's great for suburban cafes, suburban bars and restaurants, you know, local suburban shopping malls and retailers. That's really, really good for them. And they tend to be a bit more, a bit stronger because their rental payments as a percentage of your operating income tends to be a bit lower as well than the CBD where rents are higher. But that's why it really does compound things for the CBD.
The economic message seems to be then that although lockdown was apparently necessary to get coronavirus under control, that this voluntary staying at home or continuing to work from home may become an economic problem in its own right.
Yeah, we're seeing a really large structural shift. And I can understand why people might want to stay at home and employees, because it saves them money and it saves them time without having to commute and travel through congestion. But it will have a dramatic impact if something doesn't change quickly, i.e. people go back to what they used to do. And if they don't, you'll see a holding out of CBDs, a large number of businesses close. But the best ones will survive and the others will be repurposed. Is that what we want, or do we want to actually support those businesses to stay? You don't want to change that quickly. It's really going to affect livelihoods, families, businesses, kids, mums and dads and their stress. So really we want to get people as best as possible back to what we knew. And if there is going to be time for a change, then hopefully that will take place over a much longer period than immediately within the next 3 to 6 months.
Yeah. Does it need a government directive to these big government employers like the IRD to say, hey, time to get everyone back into the office?
I personally think so, yes. If you want to see our cities survive, and it will take the support and the leadership of the private sector as well, but in a place like Wellington where you've got large numbers, up to 40% of public sector employees, they will need a nudge because at the moment the opposite is happening, and I completely understand why, but the consequences will be quite dire.
What about council? What should they be doing?
Yeah, it's not for me to say really anymore. But I guess they'll want to lead as well, and they'll want to lead in the best interest for Wellington. So I think council employees will be coming back as soon as they can.
How many are still at home? What sort of percentages?
Sorry?
What sort of percentages of Wellington councillors, council employees are still at home?
I don't know for certain because I'm no longer there, but I understand about 40% might have gone back to work, but 60% are still remaining at home.
Oh, here it is. This is according to a Stuff article. Wellington City Council has 618 of its 1,008 staff working across two locations and plan to bring most back in on level one. Okay, so that might still be a week or two away, but better than some of these organisations who don't seem to be planning even at level one to bring staff back. You ever done any work Justin?
Sorry?
You ever done any work in retail?
Yeah, I used to actually own a hospitality business called Car Pie. We sold that a couple of years ago, and if I'm being really honest, I'm glad that we sold it when we did. We did work through the GFC, and it was scary. We went from 2007, things booming, doing really, really well. You have up to 400 customers a day. To 6 months later, it had dropped by at least 60%, and sometimes you'd have 150 customers a day on a quiet day. So you have to adapt really, really quickly. But that will be a worry for many people because, again, this is their livelihood. They've got bills to pay, they've got families to support. And if they have to drop employees, that means many more people will become unemployed.
I guess the really nimble businesses will be eyeing up those suburban locations and thinking, you know, I'll be better off in Lower Hutt and Petone or Porirua for a couple of months while things settle down.
Yes, and some people will. There'll be pop-ups, I think. People will take advantage of cheaper rents as well. But that is an expensive exercise, and you have to understand in property as well. People have leases. That gives them a long lease tail. So if they've got, for example, a six-year lease with 3 years left to run, they can't just up stick straight away and move. Otherwise, you'd have landlords holding the can.
Hey, nice to talk to you. Thanks for bringing the story to our attention. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jesse, and have a good day.
That's former Wellington Mayor Justin Lester, who has a new role with a data company called Dot Loves Data, and talking about the reduced spending in Wellington City because of the reduced numbers of employees back in the office.